Test 1, Section 4. You will hear a talk about the Kentish pipe, a 17th century musical instrument. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good evening. I'd like to introduce Geoffrey Rourke of the Early Music Foundation. Geoffrey has recently restored a genuine 17th century Kentish pipe and, as you all know, will be giving us a recital on it later this evening. But first, he's kindly agreed to talk to us about this exciting and little-known instrument.
Thank you very much. I'd like to begin, if I may, by talking to you about the rather unusual construction of the Kentish pipe. The main part of the instrument, as you can see, is a long, straight wooden tube, which we call the chanter. This one is in beech wood, but other woods were used. At one end, there is the air bag. This rests under the arm of the player, like this. The blowpipe that inflates the air bag is quite long and bends round the front of the body to be inserted in the mouth of the player, like this. You see, the flexible nature of this tube is a unique feature of the Kentish pipe. In my restored version here, the blowpipe is, I'm sorry to confess, made out of plastic. In the original version, it would have been made out of leather using an elaborate stitching and waxing technique. However, the skills required to do this have now been lost. Good old plastic was the only alternative we could come up with. The airbag is obviously a modern replacement too. This time it is made out of leather and, as far as we can be certain, is likely to be pretty much identical to the original. A particularly soft and supple yet strong leather is required. Ordinary shoe leather would start to crack in no time. The main pipe, or chanter, is original, of course, as its rather battered appearance makes obvious, I would imagine. But it still sounds pretty good after nearly 400 years. We can actually put a precise date on it, because the maker kindly inscribed it for us. Just here. You probably can't see it. JD, the maker's initials, and the date 1634. The most recent feature is the reed, the part that actually makes the noise. Although probably identical in every way to the original, it is in fact a piece from a plant picked yesterday morning by my son by the river near our house. So, that's the construction. But why bother with the bag, you may be wondering? Why not just blow directly into the pipe? Well, you can play the instrument that way. You can just detach the bag, like this, and blow into this hole here. But you need a lot of breath to do it. Much more than, say, a flute or clarinet. After a few notes, you have to stop to take a breath. The bag allows the player to breathe while continuing to play. This meant that music for the Kentish pipe could be loud and fast, the way they liked it in Kent in the 17th century, no doubt. So, we have the pipe, but unfortunately, we don't have the music. Not a single piece of music written specifically for the Kentish pipe has been found. Luckily, some of my colleagues from the Early Music Foundation have adapted some traditional music from the period for the Kentish pipe, and we hope this will closely reflect the impression performances on the original instrument would have made. During the recital, I'm also going to play some modern pieces, ranging from rock to classical. And I hope you'll agree with me that the instrument can bring its own special character to familiar tunes.
Well, thank you very much for that. And I'm sure we're looking forward very much to hearing you play it after the break.
That is the end of section four. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. In the IELTS exam, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.